Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are a few things on my mind because we tend to forget about them. Like, for example, where's Elon Musk and the Twitter lawsuit? I want to see the fireworks. I want to follow this court case. I want social media on the hot seat. I want a conservative alternative to Twitter and Facebook that actually works, that we can follow. I know Truth Social. I wanted Truth Social to work because me and a friend were looking at doing another social media site. I don't have the budget. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If I had a fraction of the money some of these groups that are completely worthless to this conservative cause get, I would have built a social media site that works. I'd have a film production company. I'd have a streaming service that rivals Netflix, and I could go on. We have to shoestring a lot of this stuff just because, you know, I don't have time to go out and search for money for things. And not to mention that, I want to act. I want to move. One of the biggest complaints that I hear all across the country, and particularly in the state where I live, is, Kevin, we don't do anything. We just talk. We do a lot of talk. I'm not going to get mad at conservatives because we do vote. We do vote. But we don't get out and do things that change the narrative. Shame on us. We do so many wonderful things. Think about what we support. We truly support law enforcement, the good cops. We support prosecuting bad cops. We support the real protection of kids. We support the real availability of opportunity for everybody, regardless of race, creed, sexuality, blah, 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 religion, all of it. We are so supportive of this stuff, and we can't sell it. It drives me crazy. And then you know what we do? We throw money, useless money at stuff. I was talking to, it was a political pundit, and I asked him, I said, how much money do you think we spent in the primaries with just the losers? And I'll give you some examples. I know three candidates who ran in statewide elections. Actually, I'll take that back. I know five candidates who ran in statewide elections who all spent well over $1 million and lost. That's 7.5, well, they spent $1.5 million. That's $7.5 million down the drain. Now, I'm not mad at them. They fought a good fight. They wanted to win. But in the end, they lost. And by the way, that's a fraction of them. There's probably 25 that spent anywhere from $500,000 to $2 million and did not win. One of the candidates is a friend of mine. He spent $19 million, and he got a T-shirt. Lots of T-shirts. There's a bunch of them that are in the dumpster at this point. T-shirts and hats. If I just had his T-shirt and hat budget, I could have made something happen for the conservative movement. We got to shift our priorities. We got to make people understand that what's going to make people see us differently is what we do when we showcase our actions, when we stop talking about it and we actually do it. I want, here's a novel thought, people. I'd like a plan for conservatives to follow, that we're willing to follow, that we understand the change management that says, if you're going to be on Twitter, collectively get on Twitter and become a powerful force. They kick me off Twitter. I'm back on. We have less than 1,000 people. It doesn't matter. You go on Twitter. If you go, hey, guys, it's me. Came back on. The 71,000 people that it took me way too much time to garner, they don't come back. You would think they'd say, oh, it's the Kevin Jackson Network. It isn't like it was the Black Sphere. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. You know who I am. We have less than, I don't know, what, 2,000 people, 1,000 people. Well, are we, I was going to give you some excuses they give me, but here's the thing. Are we not relevant? Is what we say, does it matter? Because I think it matters. I think we have some of the most profound things. It's not just about delivering news. It's delivering it cleverly where you can remember it. The things I jokingly said to my marketing person, I said, let's do a T-shirt that said my pronouns are FJB. And she cracked up. And I go, why don't we do a shirt about it? She goes, well, let's think about it. No, let's not think about it. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and do another piece of merchandise that people are too afraid to wear. Let's go ahead and do that. Because that's the joke in our organization is we have all these people that want to pretend that they, and I'm not talking about some of you, because a lot of you, absolutely, you show your support. But if you want to put a message out and somebody's delivering that message and they do it with some humor and you go, you know what, I'm going to get a coffee cup like that, or I'm going to get a hat or a mug or whatever because I want to show support for this, that's funny. It's not only funny, it makes a point. And I tell people all the time, I understand why you can't wear my merch or forward my tweets. They're too tough. I'm tough on old folks, as my grandfather used to say. Boy, when we played dominoes, he said, boy, you tough on old folks. Because I would beat these old people at dominoes. I was really good. I was a great strategist as a kid. But he'd go, boy, you tough on old folks. I'm tough on all folks. I understand why people don't have the guts, the cojones, to wear my products. I get it. But the few that do, congratulations. We're going to keep putting them out. I don't care. If we only sell two of a t-shirt, so what? It's buy on demand. So, fine. But I tell you this, these messages should be widespread. And it's not just mine. There are many people out there that feel my frustration. I know these people. They're going, man, Kev, what does it take? We get people out there, they water it down. No, I'm not talking smack against anybody, but I'll use Dan Bongino. Dan, he's got his show now, and he's on Fox, and you know, he's a watered-down version of what he used to be. I never watered down on Fox. They fired me because I wouldn't water down. I ain't watering down. I'm not a plant. I'm not a vegetable, man. Oh, we got so much to talk about. The reason why I like to bring this stuff up is because we have to fight differently because the Democrats want us gone. Hochul, the Democrat governor of New York who replaced the Love Gov, she hates us. I want you to understand that because if you understand that the Democrats hate us, you are on your way to political enlightenment. I'm like your yogi. I'm your guru explaining to you, you know, we're in the meditation chamber and I'm explaining to you that these other people don't like you. And when I say they don't like you, they have total disdain for you. The disdain you feel for them folks is legit. Don't get upset with yourself for experiencing the very real emotion from wanting to kick the crap out of your enemy. I don't get upset about it. See, I don't wake up mad at them. But then I find out what they did to me during the night. And then I go, oh, shoot, it's on like a chicken bone. I want to go get them. But if they leave me alone, I'm fine. If you want to live in your lunacy world, that's cool. But when you want it to come to me, now we got a problem. Anyway, when we get back, I'm going to finish talking about how much they hate you. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Elizabeth Warren wants to tax the rich. She and Mark Cuban, well, Mark Cuban made a comment about it. We'll get into it maybe a little bit later. But tax the rich, give it to the lazy. That's a Democrat mantra. And I ask on this very radio show, ad nauseum, what Democrat policy works? Show me one. Does their crime policy work? Does their tax policy work? Does their economic policies work to bring jobs back, etc.? What part of their policy works? There's a place where they said they want, I think it's California. Gavin Newsom wants fast food workers to make $22 an hour. Fast food workers. Do you realize that's $45,000 a year? As a fast food worker. So here's how you can do the math on it. Ask yourself how many burgers that you have to sell at $5 a piece to break even, just to have one employee to break even. You get what I'm saying? 5 times 9 is 45. You need to sell 9,000 burgers before you just cover the basic salary. That doesn't mean SG&A. Meaning your matching funds and your benefits and all the other things you'd be giving to these fast food workers. 9,000 burgers.
before you make one profit, not essentially 9,000 patrons have to come through your restaurant for every employee. You get what I'm going? That's just incredible. People don't even think about it. So do the math. Ask yourself, okay, well, how many people come to a restaurant on any given day? I don't have the answer, but let's say it's 1,000. So at 1,000 bucks, and unless I know we're using $5, nobody spends $5. But let's say it's 1,000 people at $5. So you, before you make a profit on your employee, it's 9 days goes by before you make a profit on one employee. Do you know how many employees these restaurants will have? They'll have 40. 30, 40, they have to do them in shifts. Certain people have certain days off. So if they make it, let's say for the sake of this discussion, they have 10 employees. They are 90 days into the year before they make a dollar. Now you can say, well, Kevin, there's 365 days a year. Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, what about Uncle Sugar? What about what he gets? Yeah, the taxes this guy's got to pay. What about his expenses? We're just talking about payroll. It's insanity. Anyway, the answer to the question, what do Democrats bring to the party? What policy works? Nothing. Nothing. It may look good on paper. It may sound good when you say it. But nothing. Oh, Kevin, we want to make a fairness for all the black people and all the black women, and especially the black Guatemalan midget women. Those are the ones we really got to help. You know, okay, fine. Sounds good. Till you find out there's two. Or, they're not, you know, it just doesn't work, right? So, Governor Hochul, who replaced the Love Gov in New York, Kathy is her name, she, said to the 5.4 million Republicans of New York not too long ago, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? You are not New Yorkers. Now, I want to juxtapose that to Joe Bananas, Joey Demento, saying to MAGA Republicans, you are not welcome here. You semi-fascists, you are not welcome here. You ultra-MAGAs, you are not welcome here. Then they spin it. No, he was only talking about politicians, not the people. It's only the politicians who are ultra-MAGA, who were put in by, I don't know who, I'm going to guess and say, the ultra-MAGA voters. That's who he cares about, just the politicians. Well, last time I checked, Joe, here's what a politician is. A politician is a representative. So if you're mad at the politicians who are, quote, ultra-MAGA, you are indeed mad at the people. And I don't know, you may want to talk to Kathy Hochul about this, because she says to 5.4 million of her constituents, get the heck out of my state. I don't even want you here. Now, I would love it if we could take those 5.4 million conservative MAGA, semi-fascist, ultra-MAGA New Yorkers, a.k.a. Republicans, and move them to Florida and get them set up in a productive way that they happen to be in New York. I would love to do that, because I will contend to you, we are the best citizens on the planet, the American conservative. We are the best citizens on the planet, bar none. The most loving, kind, giving, caring, philanthropic, altruistic people you will ever meet. Hardest working. Hardest loving. And make no excuses. You know, own our whatever. You know, in other words, if we fail, we own it. I stand right beside you. I stand in front right with you. I mean, for that matter, I will be the poster child for what we represent. But she wants them out. This is political partisanship that the left shows routinely as they tell us, we want to unite the country, man. We want to help everybody. We want to help everybody who believes in our ideology. Let me tell you the difference between us and them. I still want to help those clowns. Everything we do, when we talk about reducing the deficit, it helps them. When we talk about reducing taxes, it helps them. We talk about all this stuff. I'll put it to you this way. I don't know how the average person feels about their taxes. I have no problem paying taxes that are legitimate, that go to the things that I want. And I don't want them ganked from me. I don't want to be felt, I don't want to feel like I've been robbed. I want to feel like, you know what, Kevin, we see that, you know, 17% of your money, that's a lot. We'll take that. We'll do what we need to do. It leaves you a little wiggle room for charity, et cetera. Wouldn't you agree that 17% of somebody getting something for nothing from you is pretty good? Particularly, I'm talking about the Fed. Because you're paying state and local taxes, you're paying excise taxes, you're paying all kinds of taxes. So 17%, that seems pretty good to me. An override of everything that you do. I've talked about this many times, how the government makes money, fractional pennies on everything from the cottonseed to the blue jeans, all the way through the food chain, and can't seem to have enough money to do the basic stuff. Always asking for more. Right now in Arizona, they got all this money for school that came from this WooFlu nonsense, but they can't touch it because we have a limitation on what they can get. And you know what the school? We want it! We want more money! How about you want more money? They haven't given us a dime back for teaching our own kids. They forced us, enslaved us. You will teach your own kids and you will pay us still. Anyway, New York. The state's extensive public sector, highly reliant on personal income taxes by residents, nearly $14 billion in projected budget gaps over the next 5 years. It can't afford to lose taxpayers, let alone the 5.4 million best taxpayers, and this is what their government says. They've already lost 1.5 million residents in the past decades. Trend is still going in that direction. 350,000 New Yorkers relocated during the scamdemic, and she's trying to chase them out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new King of Britain is delivering a speech following the passing of the late Queen Elizabeth. King Charles addressing the nation in mourning in a televised statement. This past week, the city of Memphis saw a teacher abducted and killed along with a deadly shooting spree. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy assures his office is trying to take a tougher stance against repeat violent offenders.
What a horrible week we have had. here in Memphis over the last week. We get that. We understand how the public feels, and we want to reassure the public that we and law enforcement are working around the clock on these cases to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
President Biden spending part of his Friday in Ohio taking part in a groundbreaking ceremony of a new Intel semiconductor manufacturing plant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In one of those old Victorian three-story apartment buildings, and going up to see a woman whose name, she's passed away, but won't mention her name now. And standing in that rotunda, that part is stuck out around the building, and she said, "Joey, I know what's going on. They all planned it downstairs. I can hear them. But I'm afraid to tell anybody. I'm afraid to tell anybody. The gangs." And so I got her so that I got a phone number for the local cops. She called. They promised not to identify her because they knew there'd be retribution. And the crime rate began to drop for real, not a joke. You got to know people.
That, folks, was Joey DeMento, America's liar in chief, telling another one. But don't worry, the media is not going to pick up on Joe Biden's lies. They rather enjoy propagating the nonsense of Joe Biden, who, by the way, has the secret to ending gang warfare, but he just hasn't gotten around to it. I guess he's got a few other things on his plate. You know, like that unity that he's bringing to America with the MAGA Republicans and the Republicans and, of course, all of the leftists. But I digress. The latest episode of White House Liar Liar, Biden single-handedly took down a Wilmington, Delaware gang at the request of some old woman. And as Biden put it, for real, not a joke. You heard the clip. This happened last week. Biden was regaling a Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania audience in a speech akin to the one that he talked about corn pop that he gave during the campaign. And old Joe, let me tell you, he was able to make it happen. Why? How did he do it? Well, you got to know people. You got to know people. My truth is a Biden. My word is a Biden. I love when Joe Biden says that. My word is a Biden. He wants you to believe that that means something. By the way, Donald Trump held his event in the same town, and you have to see the difference. We talked about it the other day, but you've got to see the difference between a real rally and a contrived rally. Even with Biden's contrived rally, and I joked about it because he held it at a high school. And they said 3,600 people attended. Yeah, 3,600 non-voting kids attended. Had to sit there and listen to this old clown talk about all the great things he's done for this country. A country that he's destroying for them. They did it in, I think it was Maryland, where I think it was the heart of leftist Maryland. So these kids would sit there and go, "Yeah, we get to see the president," because they go home to mommy and daddy, who are a bunch of idiots who would actually vote for this dude. Anyway, going back to Biden's story, I love the unverifiable part of the story. Because the woman's dead. There's no way to test the veracity of this. And even brain dead Joe Biden knows this. He doesn't have a live witness who's going to refute his lies and say, oh, that conversation never happened between me and Joe Biden. It never happened. And, you know, it's a black woman because Joe Biden goes to the black parts of his town and he lectures black people on, well, here it is. You can hear it for yourself.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks.
By the way, did anybody fact check Joe Biden when he made that comment that he goes to the black sections of his town holding rallies in parks? Because I'm going to bet you everything I own that Joe Biden has never gone to a black section of his town and held a rally in a park. I'm going to bet you everything I own that that's a lie. The same way this story of Joe Biden single-handedly taking down a Wilmington gang because some black lady, because Joe was over in the black section of his town talking to some black woman, I'm going to help you, lady. I'm with the government. I'm here to help you, girl. And, of course, the woman is dead. He doesn't want to tell us who she is. Well, because she's dead. I'd like to tell you, but, you know, she's passed on. Biden's latest holy mother of Whataburger whopper placed the political wannabe at the time in the home of a woman where he discussed the need for police in her community because Joe Biden was concerned about this black woman. She could die in a day. This Prince, we could all die in a day. Bum, 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 bum. Was it 1999? 2000 party over, Biden's in the office. Oh, my goodness. The need for police in black neighborhoods. By the way, it is so amazing to me, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We are going back to, this was like happened in the, who knows, during the corn pop era, whatever time frame that is for Biden. But we were talking about policing in the black neighborhoods back in the day, back in the stone ages of Biden's early political ascension. And what are we talking about now? Oh, did Joe Biden fix this woman's problems in the decades since he's been in politics? Or would he be able to go back to this same old black woman's house that he never went to and talk about what? How lovely it looks now. How great the neighborhood has become. Yeah, let's get some of Barack Obama's community organizing. Go check on his neighborhoods. Let's see how great those neighborhoods have become. Go look at any neighborhood where some black race pimp has said, we're going to come here and make a change, and go see what's happened. Biden recalls, folks, going to the east side of Wilmington. The slums, the black sections of his town, as I said earlier. Holding rallies in parks. And oh, while when he left a rally, he went over to old Lady Edna's house. And he started talking about policing in the black neighborhood. Is anything, tell me your problem, Miss Edna.
Well, you know, Joe, I heard some whispering of some gang leaders downstairs.
This is as believable as Jussie Smollett. This is as believable as that. Oh, my God. This video validates, you heard the audio, but it was a video. It validates my view that Biden is indeed a detached racist. He really believes himself to be better than black people, which is why he could tell black men in the rest of that bit that you didn't hear that it's okay to wear a condom. And for black women, it's okay to say no. Because Joe Biden, he gets to lecture black people on things. You know, because we're too stupid to know. How would we know without Joe? Yeah. So Joe Biden never visited the black sections of his town, nor did he lecture black men or women on anything. And like at the debate where he made those comments, he's lying in this video, in this speech in Wilmington. In those days, those old Victorian 2- and 3-story apartment buildings are going up to see a woman whose name, well, she's passed away, but I won't mention her name now. Hey, Joe, FYI, if she's passed away, you can mention her name. And he loves to give you the description. We stand in front of the rotunda, the part that stuck out of the building. And she said, Joey, I know what's going on. They all planted downstairs. I can hear them, but I'm afraid to tell anybody. I'm afraid to tell anybody. The gangs. So I got a number. I got a phone number for some local cops. She called. They promised not to identify her because I knew there'd be retribution. And then in the spirit of Bidenisms, what does he do? He emphasizes it by lying and saying, and the crime rate began to drop. For real. Not a joke. Because this is the first time the police-hating Biden, folks, has told this story, according to people who searched the archives, because it never happened. We have a man in the office of the presidency, illegally put there. Democrats hate that we will not drop this under penalty of you're not going to make any money, Kevin Jackson. If you keep talking about this, we won't let your stuff go beyond your listening audience, et cetera, et cetera. Fine. I don't care. But they will let this guy lie to the faces of the American public, lie after lie, whether it's corn pop, whether it's I had nothing, pardon me, to do with Hunter's businesses, whatever. This man cannot stand in front of a camera and not lie. He will tell you inflation's not inflation and change the definition right before your very eyes. I thought Clinton was amazing with the, did not have sex with that woman, sexual relations, blah, 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 and it depends on what the definition of is. And I thought Clinton was the most clever, creative liar. Joe Biden takes it to another level because he knows he's caught. There doesn't need to be a blue dress. Joe knows he's caught, and he's still alive. And here's the problem. The Democrats support it. Would you support Trump if he lied like that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he's up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside.
He's having a lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new question stemmed from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
Joe Biden is a pathological liar. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Pathological Liar. There's nothing this man says that isn't couched in some form of a lie. Sometimes it's blatant, sometimes it's a little more hidden, but it's a lie. And leftists know it. And even though this is what bugs me, it's good and bad. This is what bugs me, is leftists support this lying clown no matter what. And we, as conservatives, won't support Donald Trump. When the man, look, I don't know how much percentage of Trump you don't like. Let's say it's 20%. With Joe Biden, what percentage of Joe Biden would you support, would you like? For me, it's 0%. There is nothing this guy says or does that I go, boy, you know, he's right on this. With Trump, I could tell you it's probably in the 90 percentile that I support him. And we question.
We're like, oh, I don't know. That Donald Trump, I'm not sure.
You want to talk about a mind screw? When the Democrats can have a big swath of us questioning a dude who has done so much to help this republic, and the people don't like him stylistically. 844-551-8255. Here's the thing that I've been talking about. I want to play Joe Biden again. They're trying to pretend that he solved the gang problem in the mean streets of the east side of Delaware. You know, the black sections of his town.
And one of those old Victorian three-story apartment buildings. And going up to see a woman whose name, she's passed away, but won't mention her name now. And standing in that rotunda, that part is stuck out around the building. And she said, Joey, I know what's going on. They all planted downstairs. I can hear them. But I'm afraid to tell anybody. I'm afraid to tell anybody. The gangs. And so I got her so that I got a phone number for the local cops. She called. They promised not to identify her because they knew there'd be retribution. And the crime rate began to drop for real, not a joke. You got to know people.
There you have it. And I'm surprised Joe didn't talk about that colored lady he was helping or whatever, because he's stuck in the 60s. He's so demeaning to black people and he doesn't even realize it. But you know what? He gets a pass, because that's what, you know, the left will do. They will give you a pass as long as you're, you know, towing the line for them. This racist, blatant racist. So much so it gets on my nerves, but that's a whole other deal. So I've already mentioned that, you know, there's obvious lies, obvious gaps in there, but I want to recap. First, this woman that he mentions is now supposedly dead. The truth is, the woman never existed. She's as much a figment of Biden's imagination as the idea that he won the 2020 election legitimately. And if the woman, as I mentioned before in the previous segment, if she's passed away, then Biden should have no problem revealing who she is. What's he concerned about? Gang reprisal for a dead woman? I think he probably is more concerned about her vote in the next election. Biden could easily say, I went to the other side, east side of Delaware, I was talking to Ms. Jenkins. Anybody here remember Ms. Jenkins? He could say it. You know why he won't say it? Because he knows it's a blatant lie. The press, I already told you, they've looked into the story. They're going, well, we're trying to look at the archives and find it. Hey, guys, quit looking. You're not going to find it. It's as real as Russian collusion with Trump. Next thing. Just observations. I want you to be thinking about this as you think about leftism, Joe Biden in general. Biden always sets up these stories in war-torn areas, right? The east side of Wilmington. I don't know anything about the east side of Wilmington, but as I indicated earlier, my bet is this is where Corn Pop lived. The bad side of town. And Biden wants Americans to believe that he was as bad a dude as Corn Pop. And that's why Biden, he's a bad dude. He could go over to the other side of town and give back to the little people. Oh, correction, the little black people, that is. Remember when Biden tells stories of, yeah, we were in Afghanistan and I went there and I pinned a medal on a guy and it was in a war tour and they were shooting at us in the plane. It's always some. Remember Hillary Clinton tried the same thing? It's always the most dire of circumstances. For all we know, Joe Biden was over there breaking up a gang fight or something, and he happened to drop over at this lady's house, and she told the story. I hear them gay, they talk about gang activity downstairs. And Joe Biden, I'll make a phone call. Wait a minute. The white man will save you, black lady. Hold on a minute. Super white. Hey, it's Joe Biden. Help this black woman, this colored lady over here. You know, I mean, I could see the scenario. Not. So anyway, here was the other thing that got me. The colloquialism Biden uses in explaining how this woman talked to him. He drops in on this black woman. I don't know, was he on a campaign stump? Was it Save a Black Man Day or Save a Black Person Day that day that had Joe Biden going to the black sections of his town? Had he gone to one? Was he leaving one of these rallies where he told black men it's okay to wear a condom and black women that it's okay to say no to these rape-minded black men? Was he leaving one of those when he decided to stop off in the tenement shack and talk to Miss Jenkins, and I use my finger quotes because I don't know her real name, and neither does Joe, by the way, but that's what all this came to be, and he rolls up on this unsuspecting black woman and says, hey, I'm a white man here to solve your problems, woman. What do you have? And she said, well, outside of these rats and roaches, outside of these rats and roaches, I would hope, Joey, you could help me with this gang problem I'm having. This is so ridiculous, it's hysterical. But here's the deal, folks. She called him Joey. That's what Joe said. Joey. What's the transcript? I want to say exactly what he says. He says, she said, Joey. Joey. I know what's going on. They all planted downstairs. Joey. Okay. So Biden didn't tell us that he knew this woman. You know, that she was a friend of the family or something like that. He supposedly just dropped in on her and she says Joey. She doesn't say Senator Biden or whatever his role was. She says Joey. Do you believe that? You know, what Joe drops in on a stranger to address policing issues and the person suddenly begins calling him Joey? Fourth and finally, Biden wants us to believe, folks, that he had clout. See, Joe Biden was there to solve the problem that this black woman couldn't solve her own problem. The black community could not solve their own problem. No, Joey got off of his white butt and left the white part of his town to go over to the black sections of his town to save him some Negroes. That's what you have to believe.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.